Without discussing a pretty fundamental machlokes, the relationship between this Akiva and this Bal Yira and Bal Yamas. Our Gemara Dav Zayin Mabeis, a critical machlokes based by Shammai regarding shiurim. Should one assume that the shiur of Akiva, which is clearly a kazayis, is relevant to Bal Yira and Bal Yamas? So Beis Hillel says, absolutely yes, that the shiur are exactly the same. Yalfinan Bior Me'achiva. Beis Shammai tells us this is not the case, that the shiur of Chametz, when it comes to Bayer Mamatzi, is a larger shear, that's a koseves, as opposed to Achila. Clearly, Achila is a kazayis, that certainly is not machlokes. So that itself is a very fundamental issue, whether Yalfinon Bir Me Achila, or whether one should argue that indeed that is not true. And that element seemingly is relevant for another critical issue in our Gemara, and that is the difference between Chametz as opposed to Sa'or, because the Gemara tells us, a combination of the two brises that we saw, Psachim and Afnan Hay, that at times one is going to be Chayiv in Bior and Bayer Rabbi Matzeh, even for Chametz, which is Nifsa. Why indeed should that be true? So the Ran, Daf Yud Gimel and Daf Pei Arif, raises the following question. Why should one be Chayiv in Bior in any shape or form? After all, if you have chametz that is nifsa, and it's not royu la'achilas adam, so in such a case, it does not meet the requirement of nevela haru'uya lager. When it comes to machalos asuros, the Torah tells us, you know what you do with it? That go ahead and give it to a ger, give it to a goy, give it to a ger toshav. No, meaning it has to be ru'uya lager. Meaning that if it's something that is nifsa me'achilas adam, one is not going to bichayiv. So that really is the case. So how do you understand that, given that if machalos asuros are not rei l'achilas adam, it is mutter ba'achila, as opposed to the sugyam sachad afemhei that says there's a chiyuv for bir chametz, even if it is nifso me'achilas adam? That's the kasha of the Ran. So he took a step back and said, that no doubt is a very great chiddush. Is that really a kasha? You have to give a teres to that kasha? Why is that a kasha? At all. You know, the Derech Halim Batav Reb Chaim. No, you don't give terutz and takashas, no? You point out that kushya meikar alesa, no? The whole kasha doesn't exist at all, no? In other words, we're not giving terutz. We're going to create a hagdara, and we're going to show you A and B are completely unrelated, so you don't have to give a teretz. The kasha doesn't even begin. Isn't that obvious here? That Rila Ger is halach and achila, and the Sugyam Sakhar of Memhei is talking about Biur and Bayron by Matzeh. Why would one necessarily assume that what is true of Achila is true of Bayron by Matzeh? If the Chametz exists on such a case, there's a Chi of a Biur. If it's not Royal Achila, it still has a Din Ochel, it still has a Din Chametz, it's still Metame Tumas Ochlin. In such a case, if that is true, so therefore, why would one argue that what is true of one is true of the other? Clearly, the assumption of the Ran is that, what do you mean? That what is true of Achila is also true of Bior. And if one is going to argue that this is not Asur Ba'achila, why should there be a Chiyuv of Bayer Ba'matzeh? That's a fundamental assumption. And one could disagree with that assumption of the Ran entirely. But that's the starting point of the Ran. What is true of A is true of B, and now you have a stira. And the teretz, now that the Ran gives us a teretz, it's not kushu meikar lesa. You're right. These two halachos are comparable. And there must be something that will tell you that there's something unusual about this type of chametz, that in principle you could even be chayav b'achila as well. In other words, if you have chametz where technically I would say it's nifso, but ra'i l'chameh isos acheros. Oh, for that you're going to be chayav. You're going to be chayav in biur. You're going to be chayav in bayar b'matzeh, and you're going to be chayav b'achila as well, because royal lachameya iso sacheros. Where did the Ran get this from? Oh, that very sugyim, sachim daf memei, where the Gemara says royal l'shofaka ulachameya iso sacheros. That's exactly what the Gemara means. So that's like a stunning shock levataria. The basis of the kasha that what is true of A is true of B, achila and bayar b'matzeh, is absolutely true. It's true in the kasha. It's true in the teretz. And the answer is that if yachal lachameya, guess what? You're going to be chayiv. Even if it's nifsa me'achilas adam. What about if it's nifsa me'achilas keleb? No, that certainly is not true. Wow. And therefore the shita of the Ran is that once something is nifsa me'achilas adam, then you can ask the question, is it or is it not? Ray lachame isa sacheros. If yes, you're chayiv. If not, you're not. If it's nifsa me'achilas kelev, you're done. If that really is true, that's against the raivin. Because that raivin, aleph beis nechos chametz amatz writes, that's not true. That's not true. If something is ray lachilas kelev, you're chayiv in biur. You're chayiv in bayur by matzei. And ray lachamila isa sacheros is irrelevant to something that's ray lachilas kelev. Ray lachamisa sacheros is the next step. What happens if you have something that's absolute junk? It's nifsa me'achilas kelev. Nifsa me'achilas kelev, how in the world can you be chayiv for that? Oh, you know what the answer is? If it's ray lachamer isa sacheros, therefore that gives life to something which is nifsa me'achilas kelev. But you don't have to come on to ray lachamea if something is ray lachilas kelev. That's a very fundamental machlokes. When the Gemara invokes, Imsachim daf memhei, Ray lachami isa sacheros, is that talking about a case of nifsa me'achilas adam, or talking about a case of nifsa me'achilas kelev? Wow, that's something which is critically, critically important. And in turn, internally, when you see that Gemara, what is the relationship between Braisa A and Braisa B? Are they identical? What the Magen Mishnah says, leave it to Rambam? Or are those completely distinct halachas? Halacha number one, that your chayiv is something is nifsa me'achilas adam. Halacha number two, if it's nifsa me'achilas kelev, then ray lachameya isa sacheira. Ah, that's exactly the Ravid Shita. Where do you see all this in the Ravid? Because the Ravid is really bothered. Because the Rambam writes at the end of the day, there really is no difference between chametz as opposed to sa'ar. One would have thought there's a difference. That's the havimin of the Gemara. It was necessary for the Torah to write both. That's always fascinating. No? If the Torah would only say one, I would only know one. So now the Torah has to say both, and therefore what? Therefore what? They're distinct, but both are necessary. Or no. If it only said one, I would have said this. Now the Torah says both, guess what? Bozeh, v'limin ozeh, and they're identical. And they're identical. How do you understand the maskanas of Gemara? I would have thought they're distinct. Kamash malan, what? Despite the fact that they're distinct? You're chayiv for both? Or kamash malan, no, they're inseparable. That's pretty important, no? That's always important in learning. Now, a havamina is this, the maskana is what? The maskana is the havamina is wrong? Or the havamina is collaborated, no? The havamina is true, and that's why I need the zeres hakasuv. Despite the fact that chametz and sar are so different, the pasuk tells me that they're identical when it comes to shear. Or do I argue, no, that's not true. Kamash malan is that they're indistinguishable. So the Rambam writes, very simply, the Rambam in a couple of words can speak volumes. Now, echadu, that's what the Rambam writes. Alaveis, chametz and sar, forget about it, they're the same. The Ravid screams, they're the same. Of course they're not the same. Our Gemara says that, you know what, you would have only been chayiv for one and not chayiv for the other. Yeah, that's kol zman, you didn't have the psukim. Once you have a pasuk, you're chayiv for both, and you're done. The Rambam says, absolutely not. You know what the maskan of our Gemara is? Beit Adav Zayin. Despite the fact that they're so distinct, the shir is the same. You can be distinct, but it doesn't mean you have nothing in common. Nothing in common. Nothing in common. They have a common shir of kazayis, despite the fact that they are radically different. Because chametz is ray lachila, and so it's not ray lachila. And the Ravid Shita, even if it means it's nifsa me'achilas kelev, you're still going to be chayiv, because Yachal Chameya Isa Sacheros. That's something which is striking. How simply to understand Poshub Shatna Gemara. Now, what was the Havimi? What was the Maskana? What is the Gemara's Maskana when it says the Shir is the same? It means Echadu when it comes to everything. Where it means no, despite the fact that they are so different, that nonetheless, Zeb is Zeb Kazayis. That's a very fundamental machlokes. Who's the Ram the Rambam in one camp? And the other is the Chiddush of the Ravid. That impacts Hayun Ar Sugya, Hayun Psokim Daf Mem Hei Amud Bei. It's like, you don't see these other Sugyas, you don't know Pashup Shatna Gemara. Now, when the Gemara tells you, this is the Havamina, this is the Maskana, and what exactly do you mean that the Shir is the same? Shiurim. Or do I argue that, no, the Shir is the same for Borer and Kotzer and Shabbos, but I wouldn't argue Borer and Kotzer are identical. They have the same Shir. That's what the Ravid writes. Echadu. How in the world can you say Echadu? Indeed, is that true? Wow, so that's an important chiddush. And the corollary to that Kiddush is the relationship between the Isser of Biur and the Isser of Achila. By Rabbi Matzah and Tashvisin, as opposed to Achila. After all, what was driving that Bran was the Kasha, in a real Ager. And here the Achiezer points out, the Rabbi would not be bothered by that Kasha whatsoever. After all that, why should one argue that Achila governs Bar Rabbi Matzah? After all, why can't one argue that, you know what? If I go ahead and eat Chamesh, Shalom Kederach Achila, Shalom Kederach Achila, I eat it in an unusual way. Guess what? You're not going to be chayv karis rina achila. You're allowed to maintain that chametz. You're allowed to, of course, it's chametz. But if you ate it, shalom kederach achila, you're not going to be chayv karis for achilas chametz. There are certain dini achila that have nothing at all to do with bal yiran bayi matzeh. So that's exactly the chiddush of the Rabbis Shita as well. That if it has the status of chametz, vaharaya, it is roi achilas kele. That means you're chayiv and biur. If you eat this, maybe it doesn't meet some of the requirements of the dini achila. So be it. Why should you argue that what's true of achila is true of matzah? For example, that Rambam and Tumasothim, Aleph Yud Gimel, that you know what? That you have bisar nevela that is in a rada achilas adam. If you eat it, you're not going to vayit labo nevela. But guess what? It's mitami Tumasothim. Because it's nevela, but that's not called derech achila if it's nifsal me'achilas adam. But in the terms of the halachas of tumah and tara, what do you mean? It's still called nevela. The Rambam writes, you have nevela v'hivish. It's something that is utterly decayed. V'nifsal me'lech al hakeler. Then the Rambam writes, tor. Only then. You'll tell me, yeah, but if you're not going to be chayim, the Rambam would tell you, what does tumas ochlam have to do with v'isra achila? What do you mean? These are two different dinim entirely. That's the right of Shita when it comes to biur by Rabbi Matzah, as opposed to the case of achila. And the Ran is not willing to bend. No, the Ran writes what is true, one is true, the other, and the Torah says yachal chamea isa sacheres. So you start to discuss that fits in so beautifully with the Ran. Himsachim dav aleph and aleph, the ABCs. No, page aleph, where the Ran writes you should realize that the reason the Torah forbids Bar Yom Bayi Matzeh is because of Shem Yavli Dei Achila. Why do you think the Torah here is so concerned about possession? So concerned about possession? The answer is Shem Yavli Dei Achila. And therefore, it makes perfect sense that, you know what? The starting point is going to be the Isra Achila. The starting point is going to be the Isra Achila. That's like a fascinating issue. Sometimes you can have related Yisurim, but it's one a function of another. The Rambam writes, like a stunning Kiddush, Krisus Daf Yud Gimel, in the Kunlif Lam. Sometimes Yisurei Hana are independent Yisurim, and sometimes an Yisra Hana is an expansion of an Yisra Achim. That the Rambam calls that a Nekud Niflo. You're going to go through Kol Torah Kul, the Rambam writes, you're going to find there's certain things that are Asr Bahana. The Ram's going to tell you, I'm going to set up an incredible Hagdara for you. Sometimes an Isr Hana is an independent Isr Hana, and sometimes an Isr Hana is an expansion of an Isr Achim. Wow. That's the Chiddush that the Rambam writes. So I'm not allowed to be men from Kodesh. You can't be Mol Mehekdish. I wouldn't say that's an expansion of an Isr Achila. Hekdish is not yours. You're not entitled. If you use hekdesh, that's called mi'ila. In English, I would call that a misappropriation. That's an isser hana. An isser hana. I can misappropriate in a lot of different ways. I can eat the kudshin illicitly. I can give it to my animal. I would argue the hana is an extension of an isser achila. The Rambam writes, mukdoshim is a classic example of an independent isser hana. And then the Rambam writes a bamsha. That's not true when it comes to basa b'chala. The primary isser is an isser achila. And as an expansion of this rachila, basa b'chalav is also asur b'hana. But the starting point is in this rachila. The starting point is in this rachila. And the Rambam writes his chiddush that if this rachila would not be chal, this rahana would not be chal. That's the chiddush of the Rambam sheet. Wow. Sometimes you can have completely unrelated yisurim. And sometimes, what do you mean? There's a starting point. The chiddush that the Ran writes, the starting point on chametz, is the Isser Kareis of Achila. And as an expansion of that, the Torah says, therefore, don't own, therefore, get rid. But you have to start with an Isra Achila. You have to start with an Isra Achila. That's the Chiddush that the Ran writes. And even if you'll tell me, what in the world, Bayra Matze, are forbidden midaraisa? The answer is, well, of course that's true. They're forbidden midaraisa, but the Issa daraisa, Bayra Matze, is an expansion. It's a siyog, atvachila, shlova avrola, the Bayra, Bayra Matze. What Rav Yosef Engel calls, lakato simches, is siyog daraisa. A siyog daraisa. The Torah says, don't do this, because it can lead to that. That's not so foreign. They have such a case of a siyog daraisa. And that's what the Rambam stresses, Aleph Beis, and Chametz HaMatzah, what you saw. You possess Chametz, terrible. You're violating two Yisr Daraisa, Bar Yomatzeh, Afal Pish Lo Achlo. Even if you don't end up eating it, don't give me an excuse you didn't eat it. You didn't eat it. Yeah, why would Rambam have to say that? No, you know, the answer is, that fits in very well with this Rambam. No, the starting point is Achila. The starting point is Achila. Like the Sheet of Aran. And therefore, the Rambam is telling you, realize, I admit that there is a relationship between Achil and Bayram Bayi Matzeh, but don't argue that you only violate this or Bayram Matzeh. If once you eat, then you violate Bayram Matzeh. No. You're not allowed to possess Shema Yovel and Afo Pish Lo Achlo. Well, of course, Afo Pish Lo Achlo. No, the answer is, the Rambam maintains that's true. And that would mean the Rambam is aligned with the Shita of the Ran. Which fits in very well about our case of Chametz Shivsha, that the Rambam is in line with the Ran Shita, and that is that if something is Nifsam Achila, suddenly that's a problem. And the answer is Yachal Chameya, Isos Acheros, and that's true of Chametz, that's true of Sa'ar, and Echadu, and Echadu. And maybe that's related to the Rambam Dalet Ches when it comes to Teruvos Chametz. Fundamental Machlokas Rishonim, whether there is any Yisra Bayra Matzim when it comes to Teruvos Chametz. So you know what Rabbi Natam says now? That's Rabbi Natam Sakhadaf Mimbei Zaman Aleph. Why not? You know why not? Pashup Shah. Because the Rambam is clear that even though there's an Isra Teruvos Chametz, it's an Isra Lav. There's no Karas. It's fascinating. The Rambam Sefer Mitzvah says a separate Isra for Chametz Be'en and Chametz Be'Teruvos. The Ramban is very bothered to that. Why should there be a separate issue of Taruvos, no? If the Taruvos is Batel, it's not Chametz. And if it's not Batel, it is Chametz. Now, why would you have an issue of Chametz and Taruvos Chametz? Taruvos Chametz. But the Ram maintains, no. This is a different Hagdara. There's an issue of Chametz Rechayv Karis, and there's a lav of Kol Machmetz, it's Lo Sochelu. There's a lav, wow. So that's like a fascinating deal. Why do you need a lav? Now, if it's Batel, it's Batel. If it's not Batel, it's Chametz. Maybe that's not true. Maybe if it's not batel, it's still not chametz. No, you know, you go ahead and eat something in tam kika. It has a tam of isser. Is that isser be'en, or is that not true? Maybe that's a separate isser. The Rambam writes that there's an isser of chametz which is be'en your chayv karis. There's an isser of chametz b'taruvos where it's aser, but it's an isser lav. It's an isser lav. Wow. So Rabbi Natam writes, is there Bayra Bayi Matzeh and Teruvos Chametz? Because maybe one could suggest the following. You're telling me the Torah has Yisuri Losase, Bayra Bayi Matzeh, because Shema Yavo. Shema Yavo de Achila. I'll add one word. Shema Yavli de Achilas Kares. Achilas Kares. If it's going to result in Achilas Kares, then the Torah tells us that that's true. You know? The Rambam says, Lo sikru v'lo galo servasa. There are certain isuri daraisa that are precautionary because you can end up violating gili arayos. What are gili arayos? Ishish. Relatives, neither the Rambam writes. That's called gili arayos. There are certain harchakos daraisa. What about chavi lavin? Not necessarily. The Magen Mishnah writes, the sheet of the Rambam is Yichud is Aser Midaraisa Ba'arayos. And when it comes to Chavi Lavin, it's only Yisud Rabbanan. In other words, the same act, if it would Bali De Kares, that can be Yisud Araisa. If it's Bali De Lav, not necessarily. Oh, that's Rabbi Natam Shita when it comes to Bayim Bayim Matzeh. If you eat this, you're Chayiv Kares, there's Bayim Bayim Matzeh. If not, then not, then not. Wow. The Rambam has Bari Bamatsimon comes at Ruva Samets, Dalaches. But there the Magid Mishnah quickly answers that, you know what? Maybe not in all cases. Maybe not in all cases. Maybe it has to be really intense to Ruva Samets. Intense to, what do I mean by intense? Because Zay is Tokede Achilas Manas. Because Zay is Tokede Achilas Manas. That would be a fascinating distinction. I can own a Kazayis HaChametz, but if it's not a Kazayis HaChametz that can be eaten, the Tokid Achilas Pras, there's no Isra Barim Bamatzi. I would say that fits in very well with these Rambams, that the Barim Bamatzi is governed by Isra Achila. Because Kazayis Tokid Achilas Pras is Alachin Achila, no? Achila. Achilas Kazayis requires Achila, but Tokid Achilas Pras. Is that relevant for Barim Bamatzi? Maybe I would say when it comes to Bar Matzah, let's just ask it fine. Do you own a Kazayis? Do you not own a Kazayis? Simply. Do you own it? Do you not own it? Why do I have to say, are the proportions of the Kazayis that I own, Tolki Achilas Pras, that a person can eat it within a few minutes? Well, why is that relevant? Why is that relevant? You know why that's relevant? Because if indeed the halacha is that the Yisurim Bar Matzah are governed by, yeah, so maybe it makes perfect sense to assume. Let's start with the Surah Achila. You have to start with a Kazayis Tokir Achilas Pras. And once indeed that's the case, then one could argue that indeed that should be true. Wow. So all these Rambams indeed are aligned. And this now will give rise to what we were discussing yesterday as well. We have a Machlokis. What is the shear of Bari by Matzah when it comes to chametz? Is it a kazayis or is it a kosevis? A kazayis is a kosevis. So, not at all simple. They're arguing about Bari by Matzah. Is there an onish for Bari by Matzah? Is there a chatzi shear for Bari by Matzah? What exactly is the basis of this machlokes? So maybe fundamentally, a starting point would be, well look, as you mentioned, the Rambam, let's start with Achila. If we can go ahead and make a determination regarding what is or is not included in Isra Achila, now we can begin to discuss what's true of Valyaram Bayimatsa. Why should that be? Is it just simply a svara that, well, why do you think the Torah here goes out of its way and says you can't own? Presumably because Shem Yom Di Achila. Is that something which is so obvious? So a couple of days ago we made the following important tahara, that this isn't just simply my svara. Now here, the Shabbos, no? Shmos Yud Beis and Parshas Bo, when the Torah formulates the Isra Bar by Matzah, The Torah links. Shivas Yomim, Soli Yomatsu Vatechem, and the pasuk continues. Kikol Elchel Chameitz, the Nichrasa Nefeshei. Wow, there's a ration safe for the pasuk. Don't you dare own, because if you eat, you're chayiv, and eat, you're chayiv karis. The pasuk seems to create that relationship. That's very important. That's something which is very important. When the Torah goes in and creates such a relationship, you know what I will tell you? That relationship is critical. In what sense do I mean that that's true? You know what I'll tell you? I'll tell you the following. Maybe one could suggest that, look, you know, the Torah says that you can't own chametz. Yeah. The fact that you may come to eat it, that's not a what question, that's a why question, no? Why does the Torah say chametz is forbidden? Is that like a what question? What is the Hagdara of the Isra Achila? What is the Hagdara Bar Matzah? Is that just a why question? Why does the Torah go ahead and say? You know why I mention this? Because like in our yeshiva, like we concentrate on the what questions, no? The why questions, you know, like, you know, why does the Torah say you have to put on tefillin? Why does the Torah have to say, no, okay. Important, but you know what? then Fisher should be on, you know, and if you're really pushing me, I'll tell you, lo darshin and time to occur. You know what, like, you know, we'll talk about it at, you know, night seder, we'll talk about it now. Why the Torah tells us, you know, like, but I'll tell you there is an exception. That's Bov Metziah Kuf Tezvav. But not if the Tam is Mefurish Bekra. A Torah tells you do a mitzvah. And I want you to know all the details of Hilchos Tefillin. No? All the Shitas of Kutzo Shiyod, because that will pass on your Tefillin. No? Why do you have to put on Tefillin? You know, I don't mean to, but you know what? That's, you know. But sometimes the why question is critical. That's Bov Metziah Kuf Tezvav. If you can look in the Pasuk, and the Pasuk builds the why question into the mitzvah iser, that's really important. That's something which is really important. So the Gemara says something which is really stunning. No? The Torah tells us, Losach Bobeg Almana. You're not allowed to grant a loan to an Almana and demand a collateral. So you know what? Almana, ben shi'ania, ben shi'ashira, iman ashkenasa. You have an Almana who comes to you in need of funds, you're not allowed to take a mashka. Rabbi Yehuda, no. Rabbi Shimon says, no. Ashira, mimashkenasa. Why is she asking you for this money? If she's really in need, don't demand a collateral. Yeah, and let's assume this is a very wealthy woman, you know? She's buying and selling, no? And she comes to you for a loan in order to invest. You can't take a mashkel? Isn't the reason the Torah says, Losach Bobeg Almana, based on her, the fact that she's an almana, she's lost her husband, she has no source of income, and therefore it's inappropriate. But, if that's not the circumstance, that's like an incredible machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. The Torah says no. Do you have a right to say no? But do you have a right to say sometimes no? You know what the Gemara calls that? Darshin and time of dikra. Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, forget about the why question. The Torah says no. Think about the why question, but don't you dare. Don't you dare limit the scope of the halacha based on its reason. And Rabbi Shimon says darshinan. Darshinan means not Talmud Torah. Darshinan means you can limit the scope of the halacha based on the reason. And therefore, if the reason that you can't take a mashkon is because of the almana's financial standing, if she's an ashira, the halacha doesn't apply. That's unbelievable. What is halav darais according to Rabbi Yehuda is mutar lechatchila according to Rabbi Shimon. That the Gemara calls darshinim time of the Kara. That's something which is pretty heavy. And that Gemara b'Metziah Daf Kuf Tezvav asks the following kasha. What about the following? The Torah says lo yarbu l'noshim. You're a melech, don't have excessive wives. Okay? All of a sudden, Yisa, it's okay for a melech to have many wives. Ulbovad shelo yehi mesiras hazlida. Just make sure that, you know what? They're the type of women that are going to enhance his avasator and yerushalayim. If not, don't even marry one of them. And if yes, there's no issur of le'arba l'noshim. Well, the Torah says no. And I say it depends. If not. Who is that Bala member? Stunning. Rabbi Yehuda who says Amana, Ben Shemesh Emashkenosa. Rabbi Yehuda says Yisa, Ubavash Lemesir Saslimo. Ooh, that's the steer of the Gemara. Let's see if the Kutezwa. What exactly is Rabbi Yehuda Shita? How important is the why question? So the Gemara gives an incredible answer. There's a world of difference in these two cases. When it comes to Losach Bobeg Almana, the Torah doesn't tell you why. When it comes to Le'arba Nashim, the Torah says, V'lo Yasir Lavavo. If the Tam is built into the Isser, of course Rabbi Yehuda says, then, yes, Darshin and Tam Adikra. The only reason I say that's not true when it comes to Losach Bobeg Almana is because the tongue is not present at all. Right? You intuit, you presume. You want to limit the scope of Acha based on your reason that you can't do. But if the tongue is Mufurish Bakra, then of course, Darshina. That's like something which is stunning. That means when you look at Yisurei Torah, or you look at Mitzvos HaTorah, if these happen to be examples where the Tam is built in, guess what? The Tam is critical. That's relevant in Morning Seder. No, that's not just relevant in Hashkafa. No, that's relevant in the Hagdarah. And therefore, that's Rabbi Roshita when it comes to Liyosan Hashem. That's an important Yisod. That's true when it comes to Yisurin. That's true when it comes to Mitzvahs. The Bach makes such a stunning Ha'ara. The three places in Aruch Chaim, that the Mechaber is not telling you Hashkafa, no? The Mechaber is telling you Halacha Pesukah. There are three places in Aruch Chaim, Simen Ches, Simen Chafei, Simen Tafresh Chafei. Three places in Aruch Chaim where the Mechaber spends unusual time telling you the reason for a mitzvah. Well, a whole Simen, Tafresh Chafei, what is the reason for the mitzvah Sukkah? And the Mechaber does it in Simen Ches, that's Tzitzis. And the Mechaber does it in Simen Chafei, that's Tefillin. In three places in Aruch Chaim, the Mechaber goes out of it and tells you the why question. You know, it's something you expect to say for Achino. You don't expect it to the Mechaber. So guess what? The Bach writes, you know what the answer is? One word. You know what the one word is? Laman. When it comes to these three mitzvahs, the Torah says, this is what you should do. And the Torah says, Laman, in order to, sitting in Sukkah, l'man yedidur osechem, v'sukkah soshavti. When it comes to tefillin, l'man tiyat Torah soshabavicha, ki b'yad chazonka hutziyach Hashem Mitzrayim. When it comes to tzitzis, l'man tizkur, the Torah built the town into the tzivoy. You know what that means? That the town is absolutely critical, to the extent that if you don't have that in mind when you do the mitzvah, You don't. Ooh. Bach writes, you don't fulfill the mitzvah b'shlimusa. And the Rav Chanan writes, you don't fulfill the mitzvah at all. Mamash liyikuva. Ooh. That time is critical. That's not just simply understanding mitzvahs. That's built into. That's why Shulta Be'ein is so important when it comes to Sukkah. And that's why a heker is necessary. Because l'man yedu dorosechem. Without that, you're defeating the purpose of the mitzvah. Well, that's pretty heavy. That's true generally when it comes to mitzvahs, when it comes to Yisurim. When the tam is something which is built in. Just before we go further, there's one hemshech. This is worth saying. Now this is a Tosos Arash. This is a Shita Mekovetzes above Metzi and Daf Tzavi Yemanel. Shita Mekovetzes goes a step further, and then we'll continue. Rav Betzia says the following. It's a lot of darais losafsim shabadisha. An animal is plowing. You can't muzzle the animal. But that's like really unfair, no? The rabbit writes, that's the source of tzar b'lechayim. But Betzia the following days. That's tzar b'lechayim. The Gemara raises the following question. What mean Rav Sheshes? Haisa ocheles umasrezes. This animal is plowing. If the animal is going to eat the crop, then what's going to happen? The animal is going to die. This is poison. The animal is going to kill over. So would you say that there's an issa daraisa chasima? You're mukhuyiv mi daraisa to allow the animal to go and eat? Haisa ochele sumas rezes. You know what the Gemara says? You must be chosin pi abar. You have to muzzle the animal. No? Those safsim should... The Rambam quotes that Malacha, no? Hilchos Sfiras, you gimel. The Rambam writes, you know, you have something which is osa davara lebnei me'eha umazika. Then a meisis is going to get sick. Now you're going to say, who cares? What do you cares? There the Tzar Balei Chaim flips another direction, no? Caring for the animal means that don't allow the animal to eat something that is going to be detrimental, no? Ram says, Shalom, he piratar alahanasa. Because the Torah is interested in what's the betterment of the animal. Normally, it's better for the animal to eat. If it's better for the animal not to eat, don't allow it to eat. So I'll ask you like a very simple question, like, well, the Torah says don't do it. You have a right to, you have a right to. The Torah says, oh, sach some shogadisha. You have a right to say, yeah, but this is because of this. And, you know. You'll tell me, the time's not before Shukra. The Torah says any time, no sach some shogadisha. That's the Shikim HaKubetzes. No? But Metzia, Dabtzari, Merala, Tosa Sarash, Dir Maschel Mahu. You know, when it comes to Lo Sasam Shabadisha, you ready for this? Whoa. Tosra Shah, it's obvious. It's obvious. Pshita. Abulacha. Pshita. Isn't it obvious? Why do you think the Torah says Lo Sasam Shabadisha? It's a chok. It's a chok. Isn't it obvious? Isn't it obvious? Doesn't it go without saying? Whoa, but Tosra Shah, the Pali finish. It's self evident. If something is self-evident, and obviously if something is mafurish b'kra, then the tam is critical. Then the tam is critical. That's pretty heavy. That's a big jump at the Tosfos Rosh. The Gemara just says it when the tam is mafurish b'kra, the Shikvat Zos writes, yeah, but you see from the Sugiv Chasima that are complying, if it's obvious, wow. So I'll tell you the following. The Torah tells us one cannot possess them. It's Barba Masa. Why exactly is that true? Why exactly is that true? Does it have anything at all to do with the fact that because if you eat it, you're Chayiv Karis, and you're used to eating it, B'dili Nishmenei, Lo B'dili Nishmenei, is that irrelevant or is it not? You know? So I can approach in one of two ways. One way I'll tell you, that's not irrelevant. That's critical. Why is that critical? I'll tell you two possibilities, no? Maybe number one is critical because that's what the Torah says in Parshas Bo. The time is mufurish v'kra. Ki kol ochel machmetzes nechrasah. The Torah says. And maybe one could even suggest, look, there are a lot of machalos asuras. Yichelev, you're also chayev karis. Why isn't there nisr b'ayr b'ayimotze when it comes to chaylev? Maybe the answer is because A, you're chayev karis. But B, lo b'dilin shmineh. Maybe that would meet the threshold of the Tosfos HaRosh, is that this is not just like a random svara. Maybe it's something that is a milsa de pshita, and therefore everyone agrees that tam is considered to be that which is critical. Those are two reasons to assume that, you know what, that in these cases, built in. And therefore the inert relationship between Bar HaMatzeh and Nisr Vachila, the Rambam, Mufurish in Ram, and not so surprising, our Gemara, that, well, of course the Shir is the same. Of course the Shir is the same. You'd argue that the Shir Vachila is this, and the Shir Bar HaMatzeh is that, and realize what the this and that is. The Shir Bar HaMatzeh is larger. Meaning that if you dare eat this, you're chayiv kares, and you're used to eating all your long, but it's okay to own, as long as you don't own much more than that. Why would that be? It flies in the face of the milsa of pshita, and let's say the pasuk of kol chametz v'nechrasa. It's an important Torah. And maybe this is even important for another step. And that's as follows. We discussed yesterday, right, we won't go through the Malkus issue again. Is there Malkus when it comes to Bar HaMatzeh? The Rambam writes conceivably yes. You know why that's so important? Because if there's a Malkus in our sugya, Zayin Adayz, what the Shir is, Shiurim are Priyetziyas Rechavasa. Shiurim are in terms of Onshin. You're only Bechayv Karis if you eat B'Kashir. If you're talking about Achila, I get it. There's a machlokas, what is the Shir of Achila? You're talking about Rambam by Matzeh. What do you mean? There's an Onish by Matzeh. So the Rambam writes yes. The Rambam writes yes, there is. Okay, if there's an Onish by Matzeh, we're good. But yesterday's Shir, there are multiple reasons why there should not be an Onish. That's a great Chiddush, the Rambam Shir. There are multiple reasons that there shouldn't be an Onish. Lav Nitek Lesse, Olav Shein Bo Maaseh. So let's assume like Rov Rishonim, that there is no Onish. There is no Onish. So what are they arguing about? What are they arguing about exactly? when the Isser begins, when the Isser begins, is it mutter or is it aser to maintain a kazayis of chametz? So Beisila would say it's aser b'shametz, you're okay, because you're beneath a koseves. That's the question, mutter or aser, mutter or aser. It also doesn't help us that much, because we know, yuma daf ayin dal, chatzi shir is aser minatim. Chatzi shir is aser minatim. So fascinating, the Shagas Aryeh writes in Pe'alef, this I want you to take a look at, a raya from our Gemara, that there is no isra of chatzi shir when it comes to Bayram by Matzah. Because the Gemara says, poshim shat, that there's no malchus for Bayram by Matzah. And yet we have a machlokes, what is the shir of Bayram by Matzah? So if it's not legabe malchus, it must be legabe isra v'heter, meaning, beyond the shir is aser, beneath the shir is mutter. That means there's no isra of chatzi shir. And that's what the Shagas Aryeh writes in Siman Pei Aleph. The Shagas Aryeh writes, I'll tell you why that's true. I'll tell you why that's true. Because chatzi shir is aser when it comes to Yisrei Achim. Yisrei Achim. Because Achila, by definition, is a tziruf of chatzi shir. A tziruf of chatzi shir. That's what Achila is. You take a bite, and a bite, and a bite, and a bite, and lo and behold, you cross the threshold, you're chayiv. I'll ask you the following. When I say you're chayiv, why are you chayiv? Why are you chayiv? You're only chayiv for the last bite? The last bite went from heter to iser? No, 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 no. As long as it's within the window of achilas for us, you know what? That's called basachas. That's called basachas. You're not only chayiv for the last bite. Everything is considered to be the maisaver of achila. You have to cross a certain threshold, that's true. But if I ask you, what was the iser? What was this? The iser was the last morsel. Or the iser was the composite of what happened in the last 4 minutes of tolkid achilas pras. Isn't that obviously the answer? Isn't that obviously the answer? Achila by definition. The maisever is only mikar l'haba. It's not the mafreya. Person eats, that's heter gomer, heter gomer, heter gomer, until you reach the finish line. And all of a sudden, that all of it is considered to be a singular maisachila. Let's assume, for example, a person has less than a kazayis of chametz. He doesn't have Bayram Matzah. He gets a little more, and, closer, a little more, he crossed the finish line. Now he has a kazayis of chametz. He violates Bayram Matzah. As of when did he violate Bayram Matzah? As of when? For the past 3 days of Pesach, I had less than a kazayis. And you know what? I just bought a little bit more. And now I own a kazayis of chametz. You'd really say that he violated Bayram Matzah for the past 3 days? For the past 3 days? Past 3 days, I didn't own a kazayis of chametz. Shagas Aryeh, isn't it obvious that once you reach the shir of Bayram Matzah, you're chayiv mikan l'haba, you're chayiv l'mafreya. Your chayv mafreya for the past 3 days? Certainly not. Certainly not. The past 3 days you didn't possess a kazayis of chametz. And now you possess a chayis of chametz. Therefore, Bayram Matzah is so distinct from Nisr Achila. Achila means that we view everything in combination. But Bayram Matzah, what do you mean? The ownership is an isolation when you own the kazayis of chametz. And until you cross that threshold, that's not a violation of Bayram Matzah. That's pretty heavy, no? You're only chayiv for Bayram Matzah Nisha Shehishlim Mikan L'Haba. You're not chayiv Mishehishlim L'Mafreya. No? Ooh, that's the Shagas Aryeh. Pretty heavy, no? Siman Pei Aleph. And that, he writes, is the meaning of Chatzi Shir. When it comes to a Mais Achila, Achila is incremental. And achila, by essence, is a tziruf apachos mikashir. So chatzishir is aser. Isser. And now when you cross the threshold, there can be an onish. But not true, wow, when it comes to Bayram Bay Matzah. So therefore, I'll tell you, it's not surprising, it's not coincidental, that Chag Shishir is usher when it comes to Isuri Achila and not beyond, not when it comes to Bayram Matzah. Ooh, that's a Shagasari, it's a Be'al. One could disagree. One could argue that maybe that's not true at all. Maybe Chag Shishir is also b'chol Torah kula. Regardless of, it's a beautiful distinction. And admittedly, that's true. That is true. In achili yerchayv v'mafreya, in bayram atzim yerchayv mikan l'haba, I agree to that. But who says that therefore, chatz yishir asim in haTorah is only when you have model A and not model B? Maybe yerchayv in all cases. Let me tell you maybe the simplest thing. The grossest chatz yishir zaser you might have onion dal because chazit yitzarufe. You know, chazit yitzarufe means, you know, you're only going to eat one. It's going to be so good, you're going to eat more, you're going to eat more. Shemi yavo. If chatz yishir zaser because of shemi yavo, forget about your lumdus, whether mikan laba, lamafreya. And if it's only mikan laba, there's no shemi yavo. You're going to eat a little bit of machalas asuros, or you're going to do a little bit of that which is aser, and maybe you won't exactly stop. Why can't I argue that chatz yishir is aser? Not because I disagree with the Shagasar. Despite the chiluk of the Shagasar. Despite what's a beautiful chiluk. But shemayavo lidei shir. And shemayavo, chazis derufe. Can apply regardless of whether the lumdus is mikan laba or whether it's the mafrei. So one could argue that no, chatz yishir is aser in all cases as well. And what's wrong with arguing that if a person is told it's okay to own a little bit of chametz, you know, he may end up owning a lot of chametz. You know how things are when it comes to shiurim. No, by mistake, he'll cross the line. Even if you're right, when he crosses lines, then mikan laba and aslan laba. So one could argue there still is an is. There still is an is. So maybe one could argue chatz yishir is universal. And despite the beautiful chiluk of the Shagasari and Simpei Aleph, I'll tell you a chiddush of the Nodri Yehuda, Dogam Mavava, Arachayim, Tov Membeis. Maybe, but chatz yishir doesn't apply to Chol HaTorah Kula. Maybe it doesn't apply to Malach HaShabbos. Maybe it doesn't apply at all. But you know, the Nodi Bita writes. But why in the world is Bayer Rabbi Matzi also? Well, let's forget about Kol HaTorah Kula for the time being. Well, why is Bayer Rabbi Matzi also? The Ran. The Rambam. Shem Yavidei Achila. Bayer Rabbi Matzi is Aser Ato Achila. Ato Achila. So even if I'm willing to grant that Chatz Yishir has a limited application, and that limited application is Yisuri Achila, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell you that Bayer Rabbi Matzi is included in the Yisuri Achila, even if other Yisurim like Shabbos is not. So you know what? Borer on Shabbos is not an Yisuri Achila. But Bayer Rabbi Matzi is also because of Shem Elodei Achila. What's wrong with saying whatever is Asur B'Achila is Asur B'Ayim by Matzei? And if Yisuri Achila are Asur even Pachas Mikashir, Bar Matzei is going to be Asur Pachas Mikashir. Because Bar Matzei is not an independent Isur, unrelated to, it's a function, out. Now that's the Kiddush that Nodav Yehuda writes. One could disagree on multiple grounds with the Shagasari. Maybe one could argue in principle, Chatz Yishir is universal, because of Chazis Terufei, or maybe one could argue, not necessarily. Maybe I agree. Let's start with Yisuri Achila. Chatz Yishir is Kol Chelev. That's the lumdus of Achila. Let's see if Pachas Mikashir, L'mafreya, Yeah, but here I'm going to tell you that this Rabbi Ratz is a function of Achila. And therefore it makes perfect sense. Indeed, that should be true. In which case, you know what? Interesting. Now you have an Isra of Chatzi Shir, even for the smallest amount, and even in the largest amount, there's no Malchus. So, one could answer the Rambam, yes, Malchus. Maybe one could argue, but there still is a difference as to whether what you're violating is only Chatzi Shir, as opposed to the Isser per se. The Isser per se. Let's assume there is an Isser of Chatzi Shir. Let's assume it applies to Bar Rabbi Matze. But maybe still there's a fundamental difference between a person who owns a Kezayis HaChavetz. According to Beis Hillel Shita, that's a violation of Bar Rabbi Matze. And according to Beis Shammai, that's only a violation of Chatzi Shir of Bar Rabbi Matze. Aside from the fact that Malchus, maybe there's no Malchus in Bar Rabbi Matze, but is it really true that whether you're violating the Isser per se, or whether you're violating a Chatzi Shir of an Isser, is the Nafkamina only Malchus? Or one could argue, in Lamdus, and maybe even Lahalacha, that there really is a world of difference as to whether what you're violating is the Isser or only Chatzi Shir of the Isser. Maybe it makes perfect sense to assume that, you know what, that Chatzi Shir pales compared to the actual Isser. Let's say Chatzi Shir, Chatzi Shir, it's an Isser Siyam. It's an Isser Siyag, Shemiyag. So person A violated the Siyag. Person B owns a Kazayas Sachametz and he violates the Isser of Bar Matze. You mean there's no difference between them? There's no difference between them? Maybe there's a fundamental difference, even aside from Malchus, as to whether the Isser is this or Be'en, as opposed to that which is a case of Chatzishin. That's this we'll have to speak about this one. The Rashi here on the Zayin Rebeis is very, very fundamental. Because Rashi points out that Kosebes is not a unique shir. Here, when it comes to Bar Matze, according to Beis Shammai. But Kosebes, the Chuli Alma, is the shir of Achilan Yom Kippur, no? That's clear. Ha'ochel kekoseves agasa. Kekoseves agasa. That's stunning because you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. The shear is not a kazayis. The shear is larger. The shear is ekoseves. Ekoseves. Why exactly is that true? Why is the shear on Yom Kippur ekoseves? Ekoseves. That's the halacha, that's clear. So Rashi, this Rashi is not found elsewhere. No, this is Rashi only in Beit Zedav Zayin Beis. Rashi writes, I'll give you two possibilities. Two possibilities. One is very simply the following. Simply the following. That now, well, whenever the Torah uses the word achila, achila means a kazayis. And nowhere does the Torah use the word achila when it comes to Yom Kippur. But there's a pasuk that says you can't eat on Yom Kippur. There's no such pasuk. The Torah says, V'inisim es nafsho seche. The Torah says, Kol ha'shelo su'une v'nichrasa. No? The Torah doesn't use the word achila. And therefore, I understand. Well, if achila is not per se the iser, what would the iser be? What would the iser be? Oh. So the Isser, I guess, would be the opposite of Inui. No? The Torah says, Minise, Kolash lo se'une. What's the flip side? What's the opposite? Opposite of. Oh, so Rashi writes the following. You know what the opposite is? Yisuvei data. Yisuvei data. When a person is revitalized, a person takes in a certain amount of nourishment that now, ooh, it's replenished, it's revitalized. Yesuve Das. And the shir of Yesuve Das, who says that's the shir of Achila? Achila, I know, is a kazai. What is the shir of Yesuve Das? Oh, Sarashi writes, that's Yuma, Vayim Tes. The shir of Yesuve Das is more than just Stam Achila. Oh. And then Rashi says, Inam. This Inam is not found anywhere else, no? Zayn obeys. Shir Nalach Lamosh Nisim. That's found everywhere, no? Even Daftala. No. The shir of Koseves on Yom Kippur. Is that Halach Moshe Sinai, or is that not? No. And here, I'll tell you, this Rashi opens up a whole world, unbelievable, that there are two different types of Gedarim when it comes to Shi'urei Torah. One is Hilchasa. That's Erev and Daftalit. Halach Moshe Sinai. You know what another shir is? Not Halach Moshe Sinai. You know what I would tell you? I would call this a utilitarian shir. Where do I get that phrase from? I don't know, but Arama, Perkir Chesiv al Kajavis. Arama writes, Shir Hamoil. Shir Hamoil. Understand what the Torah is telling you to do or not to do. And that's what it means. That's what it means. The Torah says that Yinisim Asam Shoseichem. And if you eat a certain amount of money, you broke the inui, keder inui. That's called Yesuve Das. That's halacha Moshe Sinai. What do you mean? That the Torah says v'nisen, and the inui is countered by eating a certain amount. That's the measure. Shiru chachamim. That sounds like a shir which is built into svara, an intuitive shir, or a practical shir. A shir hamoil, as opposed to hilchas. So then Rashi has two days. What is the shir of Achin Yom Kippur? Because the Achamot Shni Sinai is called a shir hamoil, utilitarian shir. That's this we'll have to discuss.